Oh, just woken up. Putting the kettle on. Big day today. Very big day. Yeah, it's 8:40. And in just 20 minutes' time, the UK Eurovision entry gets revealed.
Norpois is shameful.
Norpois is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Norpois is no fun.
Oh, slurp of tea. It's happening on BBC Radio 1, so radio on and get ready for it.
I love your new role as the head of marketing.
Yes, I am.
Martin, Martin.
Oh, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, are you listening as well?
Yes.
UK.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am really excited. you joined me in my kitchen.
I see. Yes.
I'm listening to the radio. This is really exciting.
It's
a bit of a surprise.
It is and it isn't. Yeah, they sort of went under the radar with this a little bit, didn't they? A bit more than normal anyway, but Do we already know the song? I feel like we maybe do.
See, yeah, I'm not sure. See, you're the one with all the spidey intel on this,
see,
all the spidey
I've been
senses.
Looking this up, yeah.
What have you been hearing then?
A lot of people saying Sam Ryder's going to be the guy to do it.
Okay, I have heard a song by Sam Ryder quite recently.
Yeah.
And I'd never come across this guy before, but suddenly he seems to be around a little bit with this song.
Mm.
If this is the song that I have heard by this Sam Ryder, I am really excited about this because Sam Ryder is good. Like, that song is good. So on Radio 1 at the moment, this is Scott Mills and Greg James, and they are about to reveal the Eurovision entry for the
UK. Let's see what he says.
And if your default is to think of it as like, oh, it's a bit cheesy, isn't it? Well, yes, some of it is, but some of it's really good. And Europe just doesn't see it in the same way that we see it. And it's got to change. Everyone listening.
Wow. About Eurovision. This is good from Scott.
Yes, we haven't done well recently, but that is partly because here in the UK, we don't really get behind the act. And we need to get behind our act because everyone else does. And they look at us in Europe and go, why aren't they getting behind their act? We are. We need to be proud. And stop sneering a little bit, even if you don't really like it. Let's be a bit more positive.
Goodness.
Let's get behind our act. Shall we play the song? Because I
yes.
need a breather.
Let's do it.
This year's UK Eurovision entry 2022 is Spaceman by Sam Ryder.
Told you!
Yes.
Told you,
yes.
Martin! I told you! I knew it! Floating
in midair. Oh, this is such a good song!
Yes. Love it. To someone else down in space.
There it is, that's Sam Ryder and Spaceman, which is the UK's Eurovision entry 2022. And can I please ask something?
Wow. Right, let me just turn that off. Wow. Oh, okay. A little debrief here. What are you thinking?
Look, I like the song. I think he's a smart choice for the UK. He's very, very popular on TikTok. I think extremely popular in the UK and extremely popular in general on TikTok as a singer. So definitely got that kind of young market cornered. I really like his voice. I think the song has a lot of potential in terms of staging. Obviously, space, there's lots of things you could do with that. Let's hope they don't have a huge inflatable moon like Spain did last year. But Maybe hey, they could borrow that off Spain.
Them. Maybe
they'll
yeah,
be like,
they could borrow
have you still
it.
Got
borrow
that? Can we borrow it?
Yeah.
But I, you know, I think this is a credible song. I don't think it's. I'll say right now, I don't think it's going to win. But I'm faintly positive about it. But then I kind of always am with UK songs, and then it suddenly it goes to pot a bit.
Know,
but what do you think?
I know. I think I'm with you. I don't think we're not in it to win it this year. We're not going to be for quite a few years. We're in it to do better. We're
yes,
in it to,
I mean,
to look well, credible. So they go,
Martin,
oh, yeah, that was good.
We can't really do,
we can't
worse.
Do worse. We can't do worse. It's very true. That's it. So really, we've won already. All we need to do is get 1 point here and it's all right.
We've done it. Yeah.
The song excites me. It sounds modern. It sounds non-cheesy and non- sort of it doesn't sound like what I know a lot of the British public think Eurovision songs sound like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it sounds just like a modern pop song, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was a bit of a masterstroke by sort of releasing it before without telling people it was a Eurovision song.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Because they've never done that before. Because I remember saying to you, look, Martin, I think it's going to be this. It's this Sam Ryder Spaceman. And you were like, well, I've heard the song before, so it can't be.
Mm.
And I do wonder if that's what they did. They released it. Saw what people thought, saw people's comments. I mean, I don't know if they could have really done that, because if the comments had all been bad, would they have had another one up their sleeve? I don't know. But it's a way of getting it into the sort of public conscious, not just tied to Eurovision, I guess.
Yeah, and I have to say, when I heard it for the first time, I turned to somebody I was listening to it with, not having a clue. I hadn't heard these rumours. As you know, I bury my head in the sand.
Yes, you're quite out of it, Martin.
And I said to the person I was with, I said, oh, this is a good song, isn't it? Like, oh, I quite like this. Yeah, this is nice,
okay.
This one. Had no idea it was a Eurovision song. So that bodes well.
Yes, definitely. It certainly does. I just don't know what to feel about this, because we've been burned so many times, Martin. I'm always a bit cautious to be too confident about these things. But, it's got something at least, and I just feel like he's got a bit more to him than James Newman. He's got a bit more stage presence. I think he could hopefully not be wearing a giant leather jacket. That
would be
great.
Ideal. If he cannot look like a drug dealer, that would be fantastic.
The song itself, I know they've cut like obviously a bit of it. It was originally longer, and that was a reason why some people were like, well, is it going to go to Eurovision? Because it's longer than 3 minutes. It feels a little bit slight now, but I think it still works. I think the bridge, you know, that when it goes up a bit is great. I think it's a credible entry. Very quickly, what did you think about Scott Mills on radio before he announced it, his spiel about, look, we've got to get behind it, we've got to be positive, everyone else is positive about their songs. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, just from the way he was saying it, I don't know how many people he's going to have getting behind that impassioned speech, because it was a bit too preachy, wasn't it? But
it was a little bit. And also, and I think this is a fair point, look, mate, we're only going to get behind the song if it's any good. If you send us trash, then we can't, you know, there's only so much like goodwill towards these things. We can't just be like banging a drum about some awful shite, can we?
You're so right.
Swearing. But I agree with it. I think he's fair to say, like, with this song, for example, yes, like, we should be positive about it, and we shouldn't just be like, oh, well, it's politics, we're never going to do well, it doesn't matter what we send. This is a credible song, so let's get behind it.
Yeah, I'm there with it. Just to wait to see what the staging looks like now.
Yeah, and please don't mess it up. Come on, just think about these things.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this rather impromptu episode of Nul Poir. It's been good fun, but we just sort of heard about this. We thought, we've got to do an episode, quick. So a more considered thought a little later on in the week. But
yes,
would be lovely to hear what you think about this song. And there are so many ways to get in touch.
There are indeed. We really want to know your reaction to this immediately, or after you've had a bit of time to think about it. We are at Poir Nul on Twitter, Nul Poir Podcast on Instagram. Or send us an email. What do you think about it? In relation to the other acts, we are Nul Poir Podcast, NULPOINTS podcast@gmail.com.
Yep, thank you very much, and speak to you again on another edition of
Nullpois.
I'm going to go back to my breakfast now.
Oh, right. I have fun.